A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Megillah 11b, pagination page 22. And discussion about the 70 years which were prophesied by Yirmiyah as to how long the exile after the first Beis HaMikdash was going to be. So we'll see the psukim. But just orally first, Yirmiyah said that after 70 years from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, or the destruction of Yerushalayim more precisely, Hashem would remember us and would bring us back. Our Gemara introduces a very, very important concept, which is that even as kings of the world make global decisions, ultimately they are people who have concerns. And one of the concerns which these people called kings have is what's really doing with the Jewish God. And we'll see that both Belshazzar, a king, and Ahasuerus, the well-known king in the story of Purim, were concerned with this prophecy of Yirmiyah that the Jews would experience an ingathering of the exile and that Yerushalayim and the Jewish monarchy would once again be, in their perception, would become centrality of the known world and would therefore infringe on their kingdom. So they were nervous until such time that they thought that the 70 years had expired. And that plays into two famous stories. One is the festivity of Belshazzar, mentioned in the book of Daniel. And the other, close to home for us, learning Maseches Megillah, is the meal that Ahasuerus tendered, which we're told was actually to celebrate Ahasuerus's perception that the Beis HaMikdash would no longer be rebuilt, that the date for the ingathering of the exile had expired, and the Jews were apparently not worthy, and that the redemption would no longer occur. That's the source of the, that's the connection with the Medrash that says that Ahasuerus dressed himself in the garments of the Kohen Gadol to defile and disgrace the concept of redemption for the Jews and rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And when it says V'kelim mikelim shonim, they were unique vessels used at this party, it's referring to the sacked vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, which Ahasuerus took out in celebration from his perception that the Beis HaMikdash would no longer be rebuilt. Let's see this Gemara, starting from about a quarter of the way down on the page. The first word on the line is Benafshei, and then at the two dots we begin. Bayomim Ohem, it was in those days, Kesheves HaMelech, when the king sat, sounds like inauguration day. Uksiv Basrei, but immediately after that it says, Bishnah Shalosh Lamocha, was the third year of his kingdom. So what does it mean that he was first sitting on his throne? It's the third year. Amar Rava, Rava said, Mai Kesheves, what does it mean he's sitting? It's not referring to physically sitting. It's La'acha Shenes Yashva Daito, after he calmed down. What was he concerned with? Amar, he was saying, Belshazzar Choshav Vita'a, Belshazzar, the king that preceded me, made a party when he thought the prophecy of 70 years expired, but he was mistaken, and therefore he got killed. Anacha shivna velota ina. I'm going to calculate the 70 years, and I'm not going to make a mistake. And if according to me it's expired, it means that Hashem has indeed waited till the 70-year mark and decided not to redeem them. Mayhi, what is this talking about? Dechsiv, because there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Ki lefi melos lebavel shivim shana efkod eschem, when it will be completed to Bavel, 70 years, then I will remember you. Uksiv. And it also says in Daniel, Lemalos Lechorvos Yerushalayim Shivim Shana, to complete for the ruins of Yerushalayim 70 years. So they made a calculation. How long do you have to wait for Bavel to get 70 years? So it depends how you define the word Bavel. So Balshatzar defined it by the kingdom of Bavel, meaning Nebuchadnezzar, the king under whose leadership the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So he said, Chashov Arbaim V'chomesh de Nebuchadnezzar, count all 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, because we're counting to the kingdom of Bavel. Ve'esr mutlas de Evil Merodach, and the 23 years of his son Evil Merodach, Vitarti Didei, and the 2 years of Balshatzar before he was willing to consider making such a party. Hashivim, he counted 70 years, and then he decided to make a party. Apik Mani Deve Mikdashavish, Tamash Behu, he took out the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, and he started using them. And on that night, he got killed. So his calculation was the kingdom of Bavel. That's 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar, 23 of the next king, Evil Merodach, and 2 of his own, a total of 70 years. Let's skip down. The Gemara gives the chronology of Nebuchadnezzar's life. I'll just give you the quick information that you need, which is Nebuchadnezzar's entire kingdom, his reign was 45 years. In the 8th year of his kingdom, in the 8th year, was the Golus Yehoyachin, the famous exile, even as the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, but they took the king and they took many, many people with, and that's the pasuk that we have in Megillas Esther, Ish Yehudi Haya. There was a man, a Jew, referring to Mordechai, Asher Golam Yerushalayim, who was exiled from Yerushalayim im Yechanya, together with Yechanya, and this was years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It was the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. The actual destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and of Yerushalayim, the Golus Tzidkiyah, didn't happen until 11 years later, the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. And those three pieces of information are actually going to be the three pieces to pay attention to. Balshatzar did the calculation of 70 based on Nebuchadnezzar's reign of 45 years, but that's counting much too early. Achashverosh, as we'll see in a moment, is going to count for Bavel, for Golus Bavel, from the time when the famous exile was done to bring people to Babylonia, and that's the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. But the actual correct time to count Yirmiyah's prophecy is in accordance with the explanation, Lemalos Lechorvos Yerushalayim, the ruins of Yerushalayim, and that would be from the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Meaning, if you counted from the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, you were off by 19 years. And if you counted from the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, you would be off by 11 years. Too early. And once you wait the requisite number of years, Hashem indeed, under King Koresh II, allowed them to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So let's see Achashverosh's calculation, counting up from the medium wides, one line up, second word on the line. Omar, Achashverosh said, Iyu mitatoi, Balshatzar made a mistake. Anochashivna velotaina, I'm going to make the calculation of 70 and I won't make any mistakes. Miksev lemalchus Bavel, it doesn't say the kingdom of Bavel so that you count from Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Lebavel ksiv, it says to Bavel. And if a Jewish prophet is talking, what does he mean? My lebavel, what does it mean? To Babylonia. Legolus Bavel, to the time when the Jews were exiled to Babylonia. Kama betziron, so how many years were missing? Tamni, We were off by 9 years. By 8 years, I'm sorry. We were off by 8 years. Choshev va'ayil chilufayhu. Let me make the calculation and replace those missing years. Chodo de Balshatzar. 1 year from Balshatzar himself, because he waited a little bit until he actually tendered the party. So that year he's going to count as the first of the 8 years that he needs to come up with. V'chomish de Daryovresh v'koresh. And the 5 years of the Daryovresh Koresh duo. This is the first Daryovresh Koresh, two different people. Later we encounter a person who is known by both names, and he's referred to as Koresh the Second. But these are two different people who had a duo in their Malchus, collectively was 5 years. Vitarti Didei, and 2 years of Achashverosh himself, and therefore in the 3rd year of his reign, Kishevis, when he was calmed down and convinced that the Jews would not be redeemed, he was willing to throw this party. Hashavin, and that's how he got up with 70 years. Kevin de Chazu de Malu Shivin velo Ifrok, he saw 70 years came and they were not redeemed. Amar Hashta Vade Sulam Ifriki, and therefore he decided they're not going to be redeemed. Apik Mani Deve Mikdashav Ishtamash Behu, he decided to use the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Basatan Viriked Beneim, and Satan came and danced among them, influencing destruction. Vahareges Vashti, and Vashti got killed. Asks the Gemara, as we mentioned, Vashaper Choshev, isn't Achashverosh's calculation correct? And the Gemara answers, Iu Nama Mitatoi, he's also making a mistake. You have to count from the ruins of Yerushalayim. And if you do that calculation, then you'll be on track. The Gemara mentions that there is a nuance of miscalculation also, which Achashverosh did, because sometimes the king's years overlapped with each other, and they don't count as two separate years, because Yirmiyah wasn't talking about how many kings there will be and how many years they will reign, and therefore a year can count for two different people. Yirmiyah was talking about Charvos Yerushalayim, counting from Yerushalayim's destruction how many years have elapsed. And therefore, the last words on the Amud, Amar Rava, Shnai Mikutaos Havu, some of the years that Achashverosh was counting were half years, and they don't work for us. We're counting full years from the date that Yerushalayim was destroyed. And once you do the calculation correctly, you come up with the time when the person called Daryovesh or Koresh the Second indeed authorized them to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and they did so. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.